Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Could you possibly be the jerk for being upset that your husband made lunch plans the day before your C-section? We'll get into that in a bit, but first, am I the jerk for banning my parents from a family event because they don't like my brother's wife? So my 30-year-old female, little brother is 23. I have another brother that's 20, but this is about the 23-year-old who I'll call Blake. A few months ago, Blake eloped with his girlfriend Shay, 19-year-old female. Our parents and my three sisters, Mary, 22-year-old female, B, 27-year-old female, and Sarah, 25-year-old female, were livid. Like, unusually angry. I was a little confused, but I spoke to him, and to me it seemed like he and his girlfriend loved each other very much, and just made the rash decision to elope in Vegas. We lived about 3 hours from Vegas, so it's a popular day trip destination. So they were there for the day and eloped. Like, yeah, it was a little silly, but I don't understand why they're so angry about it. Blake and Shay didn't even tell anyone about their marriage until 2 months later. Blake and Shay are a very wholesome and, dare I say, perfect couple. They very obviously love each other, live together, and split the bills. Both study very good degrees and have two cats. I've always said you can't put a timeline on life if they want to do marriage earlier than usual. Who cares? My parents have made a point to not invite Shay to any family events since. They'll call up Blake and say, "Don't bring your girlfriend." They refuse to acknowledge the marriage. Blake came the first 2 times they did this, but left very early. And he's always politely declined all invitations since then. I've tried to tell my parents that they're pushing Blake away and soon they can expect to never hear from him again, but they don't seem to care. They take every opportunity to insult Shay, even though they used to love her before the elopement. It's my son's birthday soon and I'm planning a big party. I sent the guest list in a family group chat and my parents saw that Shay was invited. They demanded that she's taken off, but I refused. They were acting in a way that made me suspect they were going to make a scene there, so I banned them. I don't want them to isolate my younger brother, and he hasn't been to any family events since he got married, besides the 2 he left early. They are infuriated. They're threatening to show up anyway and think I have no right to ban them for someone who isn't part of the family. My sisters and youngest brother think I'm overreacting, and I could have instead warned them to behave and told them they would be removed if they couldn't do so. They think the ban is nuclear. My parents are demanding an invite and an apology. Am I the jerk? I would hope that most people that hear this would say OP's pretty clearly not the jerk. Is it okay to be a little in your feelings because you feel like, oh, it would have been nice to have been invited or informed of some marriage or elopement? Sure. But just to completely outcast your son's wife because you didn't agree with the way they got married is crazy, and the way they're acting is so stubborn. Honestly, I say they deserve to feel the same kind of treatment that they're giving Shay. Royal Aoki wrote, "Not the jerk. Your parents didn't get the memo that children grow up. They deserve to be banned, and they should stay banned until they apologize and learn how to behave. It's easy for your other siblings to say you've overreacted, because it's not their situation. I'm sure your brother will appreciate the support. Also, hi, I'm Steven, and if you guys enjoy getting to decide whether or not all of these people are jerks, why not hit those like and subscribe buttons down below? That said, our next story is, am I the jerk for refusing to cook for my family, despite cooking for myself, and saying they deserve to go hungry? So I, 16-year-old male, still live with my family, obviously. I have chores just like my siblings. But something I do for fun and because I love and have a passion for it is cooking. I started cooking for myself 3 years ago. I had cooked before, but nothing like the last 3 years. I enjoy making my own breakfast and dinner and even lunch if I have no school. My parents saw I was cooking more, and they added that to my list of chores because mom said they didn't want to waste food, and dad said it was rude to cook for only one person. And I didn't mind cooking for everyone, but they were so freaking ungrateful. My siblings and parents alike. Complaints I got were too spicy, wanted potatoes instead of rice instead of noodles, wanted beef instead of chicken, wanted something plain instead of spicy, wanted no veggies, wanted a more veggie-focused meal, wanted lasagna instead of pasta bake, didn't want soup, didn't like the flavor of soup, didn't want something sweet, wanted something sweet. Changed mine and wanted meat well done, wanted more kinds of potatoes, and the list goes on. None of this was constructive either. It was whining and complaining, and I did start out asking what I should do, but everyone wanted something different and I'm still in school. I can't spend 6 hours cooking dinner on a school night so my siblings can have pizza, fries, nuggets, tacos, and my parents can have steak and potatoes and gravy and all the trimmings, or none of the trimmings, but 5 different kinds of potatoes. I even made a weekly meal plan for a while, and they wouldn't complain until after they ate it. I spoke to my family about the way they were behaving, and my mom told me that's the reality of cooking for a family. She said my siblings and my dad had always been like that with her. I pointed out that I hadn't been, and she just said that, and she said, yeah, but it's part of life. I told her, so she decided to treat me worse than I treated her? And she told me I was being difficult. And I told her no, she was taking everyone else's behavior out on me. A few times, my dad or one of my siblings would say I wasn't a very good cook, and they hated eating my food. So I said I wouldn't cook anymore, and dad and mom would get ticked and my siblings would call me lame. So I stopped cooking for them. I cook just for me again, and my parents are furious. They all come home hungry and I have nothing ready for them, not even my siblings. My parents told me it's disrespectful and I cannot continue, and I said they were all the disrespectful and ungrateful ones, crapping all over what I made for them. They told me I shouldn't be okay with letting them go hungry, and I said they all deserve to go hungry. My parents said it was a disgusting attitude, and they grounded me for 2 weeks. Am I the jerk? No way OP's the jerk in this situation. And if I were OP, I would gladly accept the grounding for 2 weeks. And you know what? There still ain't gonna be cooking for 2 weeks or after those 2 weeks. What are they gonna do, banish you to your room until you start cooking dinners again for the entire family? Miss Geek wrote, "Not the jerk. You are a minor. It's your parents' responsibility to take care of you. Cooking is a wonderful interest to have, and I hope your enjoyment is not ruined by your family's behavior. It's one thing to share your dishes alongside the rest of the food during meals, but another entirely to be responsible for feeding all of your family members." Our next story is, am I the jerk for not letting my stepdaughter eat the last one of my son's safe foods? My son, 6-year-old male, is autistic and he's nonverbal with a lot of sensory issues. He has very restrictive eating and his list of safe foods is very low, which is something being worked on with a feeding therapist, but he's struggling through feeding therapy and is not yet at a point where he has many options. In his safe foods are a specific brand of roast potatoes, a type of fruit cups, and one type of chicken bites. Very, very rarely he will.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Storytime is sponsored by BetterHelp. Nearly everyone at some point in their life will struggle with their mental health, whether that's something stressful at work, in a personal relationship, or something else. I know that I really struggled with anxiety in my early 20s, and therapy was a massive help for me. That's why I'm a massive fan of therapy and today's sponsor, BetterHelp. If there is anything in your life, big or small, that is negatively affecting you, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. It's an online therapy service that, after finishing a small questionnaire, will match you with a licensed therapist, where you can book appointments that match up with your schedule at any place or any time. And if you feel like you're not bonding with your therapist, you can switch at any point for free. Also, therapy isn't just if you're struggling with mental health. If you're looking for guidance or ways to improve your social skills, life, or relationships, it's a great judgment-free way of doing that. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/StorytimePod today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/StorytimePod. We'll eat something else, so we always do our best to have those safe foods on hand and in good supply. But the chicken bites have been unavailable for the last 3 weeks, and for the last 2 weeks we had some money issues after some trouble with our house. This meant we didn't have as much to spend on groceries last week, and because of this, I was extra vigilant about making sure the safe foods were secure for my son especially, because he doesn't eat a lot regardless, so it's important he has something available for him. My stepdaughter, 16-year-old female, saw the last of the chicken bites and wanted them for herself. I told her she couldn't have them because her brother needed them. We were running low on other stuff and I needed everything to keep us going until my husband got paid again. My stepdaughter said she didn't care and she wanted them and should have them. I refused to let her have them and offered her something else instead. She complained that she wanted nothing else and I told her she can eat something else but her brother cannot. When my husband got home, he backed up my decision and my stepdaughter was so ticked. She told my husband's parents and they were ticked. They said I should have let her eat them and encouraged my son to eat something different instead of making her find something else. That she's old enough to get to choose what she eats. They also said that I made her hate us more, me and her two siblings. My stepdaughter also told her maternal grandparents, her mom passed away while I was pregnant with my son, and they were furious and said I have no right to stop her, and how dare we act like she gives a crap about my kids eating or not eating. My stepdaughter has been especially angry since, and I sat her down and apologized if I upset her by saying no, and she told me I didn't have the right to stop her because I'm not her parent, and she doesn't care if my kids starve. We're nothing to her. She told my husband's parents I'd tried to talk to her and they rubbed it in more. My husband was furious with his parents, and he's still on my side, but I feel so worn down by this. Am I the jerk? I really don't think OP's the jerk here. And I think this is where the line is drawn. With the stepdaughter acting that entitled, you have to give up on any idea of a real relationship, especially considering they're 16 years old. And I think this immediately has to shift away from the focus of, oh, you can't parent me, you can't tell me what to do, and more so from a staunch, listen, I'm looking out for my kid, and you're not going to have my kid's food. You already said you don't care about me or my kid? Well, good, I don't care either then, and I'm going to look out for the ones I do care about. Pick something else because this isn't your food. Comfortable C2454 wrote, not the jerk. You area between a rock and a hard place between your stepdaughter and your son? They quoted, my stepdaughter has been especially angry since I sat her down and apologized if I upset her by saying no, and she told me I didn't have the right to stop her because I'm not her parent, and she doesn't care if my kids starve. We're nothing to her. She told my husband's parents I'd tried to talk to her and they rubbed it in more. My husband was furious with his parents and he's still on my side, but I feel so worn down by this. They wrote, your husband needs to handle this with his late wife's parents. Your stepdaughter also needs therapy because her maternal grandparents are alienating her from you, her dad, and her half-siblings. Our next story is, am I the jerk for telling my son he needs to get a job if he wants to date his girlfriend? My 43-year-old female son is 16. He loves sports and does a different sport each season. Cross country during fall, wrestling during winter, track and field during spring, and he also does wrestling camp during the summer. He doesn't have a job and I've never pressured him to. He doesn't have an allowance, but I buy him what he wants within reason. If he wants new clothes or shoes, I buy them. If he wants to go eat a nice meal at a restaurant, I'll take him. If there's a new movie coming out he wants to go to, I'll take him to it. He recently started dating a girl from his track and field team. I've met her recently and she seems like a nice girl. I paid for the first couple of dates, but as the relationship has started to get more serious, they've gone on more dates and to more expensive places. For example, their first date was literally at Starbucks. So I just gave him some money for coffee and a snack, but now he started taking her out to the movies. and more expensive restaurants. He also started buying her gifts like chocolates. I've sat my son down and told him that he'll need to get a job so he can pay for his dates if he wants to continue dating his girlfriend and taking her on dates. He really doesn't want to, as he loves sports and going to a job after school means he wouldn't be able to get to attend his practices and tournaments. I've tried to negotiate by saying he could get a job on the weekends, but then he said he wouldn't have any time to study or do homework. I've explained to my son that part of growing up is choosing what's important to you. Does he want to continue doing sports or dating his girlfriend? I did sports my first year of high school and loved it too, but due to my family's financial situation, I had to start working when I was only 15 years old and never did sports again. He's pretty mad and has been sulking a lot recently. I've talked with some friends and family members about my decisions to make my son get a job if he wants to continue dating, and while some agree, some think I should just pay for my son's dates since I'm risking him resenting me for either making him break up with his girlfriend or making him quit sports. So Reddit, am I the jerk? I really like what one of the commenters said here that takes stock about the allowance aspect of things. Why not take a step back, look at the money that OP is giving to their son over the course of a month or so, what exactly they think is an acceptable budget, and allow them to manage an actual allowance that meets that budget. The comment was by HappyBanana134 and they wrote, "Why not give him an allowance and let him learn how to manage his own money?" I'm not convinced giving up sports is the answer here. This next story is, am I the jerk for asking my siblings to move out of my house? I bought my house in January 2020. I was 23 at the time, and I paid the down payment 50% from personal savings and 50% from gifts from my family. I live in a city about 2 hours away from my parents. Obviously, COVID lockdown happened. And in July 2020, my older brother James started working as a doctor in the hospital near me. I was living alone and he had just gone through a breakup, and I thought it would be nice for us to live together. Subsequently, in September 2022, my younger sister started a new course in the city. Originally, she was commuting from my parents and staying a few nights a week with me. After a while, this got too much and she moved in. I love my siblings. I like living with them, but it's all a bit much. I might as well live with my parents at this point, and it's all getting a bit much as the family seems involved in everything. The final straw is that both my siblings now have partners, as do I, so regularly there are six of us, and like everyone has jobs and money and we don't need to all be in one house. My boyfriend is moving in, my house is in a better location and is nicer than his apartment. I've asked my siblings if they could move out by the end of the summer, September. At first, they were both fine with this. However, now James has said he doesn't understand why I don't just move in with my boyfriend rather than kicking out my brother and sister. My sister has subsequently now said it's not fair because my parents helped to pay for the house. So my query is, am I the jerk for asking them to move out? Ultimately, the important thing here.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
It's your house. Whether or not you did use somebody else's assistance to acquire that house, it's in your name. Unless you did something straight up illegal and somebody has a legal claim to the ownership of that house, you have every right to say, please move out. St. Alvis wrote, James has said he doesn't understand why I don't just move in with my boyfriend rather than kicking out my brother and sister. Because you own the house. Frankly, he doesn't need to understand, you know what. This next story is, am I the jerk for choosing a concert over my best friend's wedding? My 26-year-old female, best friend, 26-year-old female, Jessie, is getting married on July 13th in Albania. We both live in Albania. The issue is that on July 13th, my fiancé and I have booked tickets for the Eras tour in Milan almost 1 year in advance, or else they'd sell out. We also had to book hotels, flights, etc. because we'll stay there for 4 days. Jessie knew that I've booked tickets on that date. She hadn't booked her wedding yet. She got engaged in November and booked her wedding date last month. She had told everyone she'd get married during summer, but she never said the exact date up to this point when many people kept asking her so they can know their plans. I booked the tickets this past summer when the tour dates were announced. When she told me the date, I told her she can't be serious. She was like, "Why?" I reminded her I have the concert and the trip on those dates. And she told me, "Okay, then cancel it, obviously." I told her, "Sorry, I can't. I can't cancel a hotel, plane tickets, and concert tickets. I'll have to pay a high fee to cancel all that, and I don't think I can even cancel the concert tickets." I reminded her it's something I've planned a year in advance and she knew. And she straight up told me that yes, she knew. But she didn't care because as a friend, she'd expect me to do the right thing and drop everything for her wedding. I told her I'm not canceling my plans for something you knew a year in advance I'd do. She accused me of being the jerk, basically for putting a trip and a concert over her wedding. She won't speak to me now unless I send her proof that I'm canceling everything to attend her wedding. Not only do I think OP's not the jerk here, you wouldn't be the jerk in general if you planned something a year in advance and you were going to miss a wedding because of that. But most importantly, you can never be the jerk, in my opinion, if somebody announces the wedding date only a month ahead of time and you're just not able to make it because of obligations. Receding Quasar wrote, "Not the jerk, obviously. Not sure what to add. Is anyone other than her disagreeing with you?" Our next story is, am I the jerk for not changing a table in a restaurant because of a stranger's allergy? My fiancé, 30-year-old male, and I, 25-year-old female, went on a date yesterday. We decided to have a stroll and then go to a local restaurant, but we didn't book a table because it was Monday and this place is never crowded. On the way to the restaurant, my partner bought me a small bouquet of tulips from a street vendor. It was lovely. So when we arrived, there was a vacant table just at the entrance, one empty table next to a window, and some seats at the bar available. Of course, we took the window table. Our waiter instantly brought a small vase for the flowers, but one lady in her mid-40s gave me a strange look when I put my tulips into the vase. She was dining with a man who was supposedly her husband at the closest to us, another window table. She was staring for several minutes before she came to us and asked us to change the table because she's allergic to flowers. We told her we didn't want to since other sitting options were not as good as our current one. At this moment, the waiter came to take our order, and the lady started complaining to him. He suggested that we sit at the bar. My fiancé asked him why he didn't suggest it to the lady instead since it's her who has a problem, but the waiter got kinda anxious and said something like, "But it's about health." The mood was spoiled at the moment, so we just left to find another restaurant. But now I'm thinking if she was entitled to this because of her medical condition. Edit, wow guys, I don't know why everyone's so ticked about supposedly husband. English is not my first language, so I didn't put any negative meaning there. It could be her brother or friend, it wasn't obvious. And yeah, now I see that it was not important to mention, but in the flow of writing, I just put it there. Edit, no, she was not polite. The lady was quite pushy and visibly irritated. Nobody created a scene, but the conversation was tense enough for nobody to think about moving flowers away, which was the best way to solve this. I actually assumed you cannot do this for hygienic reasons. And no, I'm not so pressed about showing off the flowers. I didn't even plan to put them on the table. It was the waiter who said it would look great. The lady didn't have her food on the table yet. I also don't get how my phrasing like, "Of course, instantly, wow, shows that I'm a bad person. But thank you for explaining the word supposedly, great to know. And lastly, I'd like to add that I'm not implying her condition is not valid, and I'm not putting my comfort over her health. I'm putting my comfort over her comfort, deciding who is changing the table. So, I mean, I get honestly being annoyed that you would have to get up and change a table. At the same time, she did get seated at her table first and you were the one that strolled in bringing your flowers there. If there was a person who probably should have been the considerate one, it was probably the one who was bringing the allergen into the place. That said, I think it really comes down to the restaurant and the waiter. Ultimately, it's not OP's responsibility to look out for other people's allergens. And for everybody that might say OP clearly is the jerk, they got up and left the restaurant, so, like, they did remove the allergen. LadyCast79 wrote, "You are the jerk. Since she was seated first and you were the people bringing flowers into the restaurant, the gracious thing to do would be to move to a table further away, even if you don't like it as much as the table you had. Taking the flowers out to your vehicle, or asking that the waiter hold them for you someplace else would be another option. Leaving and finding a different restaurant was also fine. Yes, she could have moved too, but accommodating someone with a legitimate health concern is always the right thing to do. I have a mobility disorder and use a service dog. Sometimes I seat myself near someone with a bad allergy to dogs. Even though I have every right to have my well-trained dog with me and he'll tuck under the table and not create an issue, if asked to accommodate another disability, I graciously move so that we both can enjoy a meal in a safe way. Edited to add, for those saying the flower allergy can't be real or severe enough to justify asking someone to move or move the flowers, I tend to err on the side of believing people when they say they have a health concern. If I can do something minor to accommodate them, like move the flower or sit at another table, I will. I think this isn't required, but it is polite behavior. I'm not interested in grilling strangers about or making them validate their health concerns. Perhaps this lady used allergy as a shortcut to describe a smell sensitivity that can trigger migraines for her. Who knows? I can't really think why someone would object to being seated next to flowers if their motivation wasn't health related. If people care enough about something enough to lie about it being a health concern, they have a whole other issue. I would rather have 20 people get away with lying to me about their allergies than disrespect one person by dismissing their valid health needs. Our next story is, am I the jerk for telling my stepsister I'll be moving out in a few months and she can't stay with me overnight sometimes? 3 years ago, my dad got married to Erica, and Erica moved in with her daughter Liv, 8-year-old female. Erica has other kids as well. She has 3 with one guy, 2 with another guy, and then Liv with someone else. Liv's dad is apparently someone Erica has a long relationship with, and she cheated on both her exes with Liv's dad. So Erica's other kids hate Erica, Liv's dad, and Liv. I met them a handful of times, and it's so clear. Whenever they're around Liv, they tell her they should have never have been born. They call her a fair baby to her face, and they mock her and say things to make her cry. Liv doesn't really get why they hate her. She hasn't figured out what they mean by the affair baby comments, and Erica doesn't want to tell her. Erica's other kids also tell Liv how crappy her dad is and how he didn't even want her, and he's the worst person alive, so she must really be disgusting and unlovable. Erica knows what her other kids say, but they rarely see Erica, so I guess she can't do much. Her 3 older kids are older than me, I think. So yeah, there's a lot of really messy stuff going on there. When my dad and Erica got married, they asked me to please be kind to Liv and to please step up and see her as my sister. I, 17-year-old female, am kind, but I don't have that sisterly bond with Liv that they want me to have. I told them I didn't feel that way about her when they called me on not putting more effort into the time we spend together. Sometimes I'll watch a movie with Liv or let her play video games with me, but they want more. And they told me doing more was the only way to make sure we never went back to her just being my stepsister, which is why I explained I didn't have that sibling bond with Liv. They didn't say much else after I told them this. Their only comment was basically, well, you're all she has and she's all you have. My dad has told me a few times not to mention to Liv the fact that I'll be going to college in the fall and moving out of the house. Liv has become very attached to me, and she's told me how she wishes her other siblings would spend time with her. Didn't hate her, and she talks about me being her best friend, and she calls me just her sister and how she wishes we could spend all our time together, and it kills me because I'm not planning to come back to Dad's regularly. She won't be able to sleep in my dorm for my freshman year, but I won't be living in the dorm my entire time at college, and I don't really want to promise she can visit when I live in an apartment. I brought this all up with Dad and Erica, and they refused to tell Liv I'll be moving out, even though I move June 19th. So the other day, when Liv was trying to ask me to do stuff with her all summer, I told her I wouldn't be here and that I was moving out. She told me we can have sleepovers when I move out, and I told her that wouldn't be possible. She got really upset and Erica was furious, and she told me I was supposed to be the sibling who doesn't let her down, and Dad said I disobeyed them. Am I the jerk? OP's really not the jerk, and it's really not fair to OP to have to feel like they're trying to tiptoe around this fantasy that they're trying to continue to project for their kid. It's just not OP's responsibility to play that game. Chris82868 wrote, not the jerk. It was to the point that you'd have to lie to keep the information from her? That seems wrong to me. Our next story is, am I the jerk for telling my husband I'm upset he made lunch plans with his friend the day before my C-section, didn't tell me until the last minute, and didn't consider inviting me. I, 31-year-old female, am 9 months pregnant with our first child and am booked in for a cesarean tomorrow at 7:30 a.m. My husband, 38-year-old male, is on his second day of parental leave. He'll be off work for a month. We had told family we'll be hanging out at home together all day today, getting the last few things organized for the hospital tomorrow. It was my understanding that we would be spending the day together, essentially pottering around the house and spending time together. This morning, his mom suggested she come over for coffee to see us before the baby arrives. He said again we would just be home today, so that would be fine, and to come over whenever she liked. When it got to 11 a.m. and she hadn't arrived yet, he then said he was annoyed because he was going to be late for a pub lunch with his friend. I was surprised to hear he had made lunch plans and said to him, "You're going for lunch? What about me?" He said he didn't think I'd want to come and it wasn't a big deal. I felt disappointed as he has a habit of not considering or inviting me when making plans during our off time together, which has mostly been our weekends up until now. His mom came for her visit, which was enjoyable and uneventful. His lunch was brought up by him, and his mom agreed with me that it was a bit strange he had organized to do something without me today. He said again he didn't think it would matter, and it's his last day before becoming a father as well. After she left, he asked if I wanted to come for lunch. By this point, I decided I didn't want to because I felt like a third wheel and unwanted, so I said no. I was setting up the baby monitor when he came in to tell me I should cut him some slack because he's going to be looking after me and the baby for the next month, which is an exaggeration, but fine. So he should be able to go out for an hour if he wants. He also wanted me to tell him he wasn't going to have to hear about this again, meaning I understood it was fine and wouldn't bring it up again. This caused an argument as I wouldn't say it wouldn't get mentioned again, and I ended up telling him that I felt disappointed when he'd made plans without me, and I felt unimportant. He got angry, I cried, he left for lunch, and I don't know whether I'm in the wrong or not. It's not really about him going out with his friend. Usually it 100% wouldn't matter at all, but as it's our last day together before our baby arrives, I would just like to have been factored into the decision making and not be told as an aside after plans are already made. I don't think OP's the jerk here. I think it's weird in general, especially when things are getting so close and tense to being the big day, to just make plans and then not tell your partner about it until the last second. If anything, the way he went about this suggests to me that maybe he was hoping he could just hide it until the last second so he could go away and make sure you don't get to go along. Kitastrophe 8503 wrote, "Not the jerk. I was leaning toward nobody was the jerk. He didn't even think these plans would be something you would care about at all. He was wrong, but that's not a jerk thing." No, no. What bothers me is that he cannot accept that you can feel some type of way about this thing. He doesn't just want to accept there was a disagreement. He insists that he has to win so completely, beat you down so much that you say you were wrong and he was right and he will never hear another word about it. That's freaked up. Remember that abusive people often start being abusive when the first baby comes and their victim is stuck? If it's his way or no way, if he can't leave you room to feel how you feel about something, he's not treating you like a human. Maybe he's just stressed and acting a little crazy, but keep an eye on this and be ready to get out. But with that being said, that's all the time we have for today. Now, if you want to hear another absolutely crazy Am I the Jerk Here story, check out that video on the left. Or if you missed my latest video, check out that video on the right. That said, I'll see you all next time with some more stories.